Did you set out with the idea of writing a book, or I know you got into this project of living locally
Yeah, initially it was just an idea that I had where I wanted to make some kind of response. The underlying motive was climate change, but there was also a motive of wanting to reconnect with my own home place. Petersburg is certainly part of my home. I sort of consider Petersburg my northern neighborhood and Puget Sound my southern neighborhood. But I was born and raised in Puget Sound, and I was spending a lot of time outside of home. And I was also really aware, more aware of the fact that I didn't know Puget Sound in the intimate way that I know Southeast Alaska from commercial fishing all of these years and working as a wilderness guide. So part of the motivation was to reconnect with a sense of my home place in Puget Sound. But with that underlying motivation to change some of my own patterns of living in response to what I understand to be, you know, this really major, major challenge and crisis that we're facing with climate change. So I figured, you know, if I can't change my own life in response to this, who can? And if I'm not willing to try, why should anyone else? So initially, I wasn't thinking of writing a book. It was more, I just wanted to do this and see if I could do it.
You basically spent the year going on human power.
Well, I was using public transportation, and so I was weaving together, a number of explorations around Puget Sound under my own power, on foot, by bicycle, and by kayak. With day-to-day life and livelihood, where I made a commitment to not get in a car for a full year. So that was the prime commitment, and then to stay within a close radius, about 60 miles of my home on Whidbey Island.
And that included some longer hikes and kayak trips?
Yeah. Over the course of the year, I walked 1,000 or so miles through, you know, my neighborhood, basically. Kayaked about 400 miles, did a circumnavigation of the Puget Sound Basin and the Salish Sea, and put about 3,000 miles on my bicycle, both for day-to-day transportation as my main source of transportation, but also some long trips, which I'd wanted to do for years. So part of the opportunity I gave myself was kind of a semi-sabbatical for a year, was to really do some of the adventures that I'd put off forever, and or had always thought, wouldn't that be cool to do, but had never given myself the time.
What kind of challenges did you run into in terms of trying to walk in a world built for motorized vehicles and trying to cross superhighways and that kind of thing?
Well, it was a challenge. It was really interesting, both from the standpoint of doing these trips where people don't normally think to do them. You know, if people are going to go for a long walk, they go to the wilderness. You know, they go up into the Cascades or the Olympics, and they get away from all cars and people. So I was taking these trips in really urbanized areas, in the midst of the sprawl that we just try to get through and get past. And that was really challenging. A lot of times I felt like I was kind of an alien in my own home, being on foot. But at the same time, I discovered lots of gems that I just never had seen when I was sort of dashing here and there on the freeway or getting, you know, being in my car. So that was the plus side of it.
What was the most challenging thing about living like that for a year? Was it to not being able to go see family and friends far afield? Or?
Yeah. Well, I had to just really pick and choose what I was doing pretty carefully, because it took a lot of time to get places, so that was a challenge. And I live on Whidbey Island, and I live in a rural area, so it would have been a lot easier if I'd lived in the city where there's public transportation right there. So that was a big challenge for me, was just getting from where I live to the store or to the ferry, which is about 5 miles away. On a day-to-day basis, there was a lot of work involved in that. And I think just being so in such a different mode than everyone around me, that was really interesting and really challenging at times.